This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And thank you so much for joining us. I want to begin by thanking Dearborn Public Schools and all of our partners, in particular Dearborn Schools Interim Superintendent Ms. Lamir Surur and Bus Patrol for this partnership to strengthen public safety here in Dearborn. We made a promise years ago to our residents that we will explore every opportunity to make our streets safe for our neighbors, whether that's through enforcement, education, or engineering. As part of our citywide traffic calming strategy, today we're announcing that we will be launching Michigan's first citywide school bus stop arm safety program. This program aligns with our smart city approach, using proven data-driven tools to make our streets safer. We are partnering with Dearborn Public Schools and Bus Patrol to equip every school bus with stop arm safety technology. For the first time in Michigan, every child and entire public school district will receive the same level of protection. Our top priority is the safety of our youngest residents. In Michigan, school buses are illegally passed over 2,200 times daily. That's nearly 400,000 dangerous incidents each year, putting children's lives at risk. The stop arm cameras will identify illegal passings, and all evidence will be reviewed by Dearborn Police Department to ensure accuracy and due process. This program is fully violator funded, meaning that there is no cost to taxpayers or to the school system. A 30-day warning period begins today, with full enforcement starting on January 19th. We're implementing this now because the need is clear, the tools are proven, and protecting our children cannot wait any longer. Our goal is simple: prevent dangerous driving and make our roads safer for everyone. This program is about changing behavior and sending a clear message. In Dearborn, we stop for school buses each and every single time. By launching this first of its kind program in Michigan, Dearborn is leading on child safety and showing what it means to put community first. Now please help me welcome our interim superintendent, Ms. Lamisa Schroer.
Who would have thought when I bought yellow pants there'd be the perfect event to wear them to? Good afternoon. I would like to welcome everyone to the Dearborn Public Schools transportation facility for this very important and exciting announcement that will further enhance the safety of our students while traveling to and from school. I want to thank our Board of Education members who are joining us here today, Trustee Bazzi, Trustee D'Ambrogio, Trustee Pechlikoff, and Board President Aden Mozeb. I also want to thank Ms. Lisa Book, thank you, Transportation Supervisor, and all of the hardworking and dedicated drivers, aides, mechanics, and team members who work every day to transport more than 4,400 students. Believe it or not, that totals more than 1.5 million student bus trips to and from school during the school year. Once all our buses are equipped with this new technology, it will provide valuable support to our bus drivers, who work hard every day to keep students safe and often face challenging situations on the road. With this new technology, drivers will have additional tools to help them focus on what matters most, transporting students safely. Taking steps to ensure student safety is not new to Dearborn. In the early 90s, before it was required, Dearborn schools chose to make seatbelts required on all school buses. Entering into this agreement between Bus Patrol and Dearborn schools will further reinforce that commitment to creating a safe transportation experience for our students. We look forward to working with the Bus Patrol team and appreciate their commitment to student safety. I want to especially thank Mayor Hamoud and Chief Shaheen for their partnership. We are very fortunate to have a long-standing relationship with the mayor and chief and appreciate their commitment to student safety and supporting Dearborn schools. We consider the school bus an extension of our school grounds, and it deserves the same level of care, oversight, and protection. This partnership reflects our shared commitment to protecting students not only in the classroom, but everywhere their school day takes them. We are confident that this initiative will strengthen our overall safety efforts and make a meaningful difference for our students and the greater Dearborn community. Thank you once again for being here today and for your continued interest in Dearborn schools.
Good afternoon. My name is Sam Olson, and I'm the Director of Government Relations and Strategic Partnerships at Bus Patrol America, the nation's leading provider of school bus stop arm safety technology. Before I begin, I want to take a moment to thank the leaders who are here with us today and who helped make this program possible. Mayor Hamoud, Representative Farhat, Interim Superintendent Soror, and Chief Shaheen. Thank you guys all for your commitment to student safety. I could not be more proud to help this city implement and launch the first all-encompassing school bus stop arm safety program in the state of Michigan. This kind of work only happens when city leadership, schools, and law enforcement are willing to work together and focus on what matters most, student safety. We're grateful for the trust, collaboration, and time each of you has put into getting this right. We often say it takes a village to keep students safe, and today shows that what that looks like in action. This is the first turnkey school bus stop arm safety program in Michigan history, and it represents a milestone for student safety, one that other communities can across the state can look to replicate in the years ahead. As a lifelong Michigan resident, I grew up not far from here and took a public school bus each and every day. Like a lot of kids, I didn't always pay attention, and my parents were mostly hoping I'd stop talking in class. But I was lucky and I got to and from school safely. And that's the point. The responsibility of safety should never be on our children. It belongs on our drivers. Bus Patrol is proud to partner with the City of Dearborn and Dearborn Public Schools to support this student safety initiative. This is a community-driven program, and we're here to serve the community and support the city and district in protecting their students. Our mission is simple: to make the ride to and from school safer for every child. That's why this program is designed to be comprehensive. Every bus is equipped, every route is covered, there's no cherry picking. Every student receives the same level of protection. Bus Patrol provides the technology and manages the program, but enforcement decisions always rest with law enforcement. Our role is to provide clear, high quality evidence that officers can review to make fair and informed decisions. Transparency is a key part of this program as well. When a driver receives a notice, they're provided a secure link that allows them to review the video evidence, see exactly what happened, and understand the violation. The goal is education, accountability, and behavior change. Education is always the first step. For the next 30 days, the city and district will run a public awareness campaign so drivers understand the law and know these safety cameras are in place. During the warning period, motorists who illegally pass a stop school bus will receive a mailed warning, not a citation. This gives the community time to adjust before enforcement begins on January 19th. The goal is not tickets. The goal is prevention and safer streets for our children. In communities where these programs are active, 9 out of 10 drivers who receive a citation never receive a second one, because once drivers are aware, their behavior changes. Together with the City of Dearborn and Dearborn Public Schools, we're working toward a culture where drivers always stop for the bus, every route, every neighborhood, every child. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Wow, that was pretty loud.
Good morning, everyone. So I don't want to be redundant and cover the same things that the previous speakers have said, but what I will tell you is we're here at the transportation yard for the Dearborn Public Schools. And every one of those bus drivers in the back of this audience, I know you've held your breath when you drop these kids off in the morning and at the end of the day. And that should no longer be the case. This is not about revenue. This is about changing driver behavior and keeping our kids safer. The reality is that the police officers can't be at every bus every day. And going forward, there'll be equitable, fair enforcement across the city to make our roads safer and our kids safer when they're at the end of the school day. So I'm excited about this. And the last thing I'll say, just having been here for 28 years, you know, Dearborn consistently gets it right. And this is an example of our legislators enacting laws that allow for camera enforcement and our police department, our schools and city working together to make sure our kids are safer. So I'm proud of this city and I look forward to safer streets. Have a happy and safe holiday.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I want to start first by mentioning that just last week, a kid in Romulus was getting off a bus when a driver almost fatally struck them. That was just last week. And so the message here today is that if folks are going to recklessly drive next to a school bus, not only are you going to get a ticket, but there will be action taken to hold them accountable. And that is the message that we want all the drivers on our roads to know, and that parents should be reassured in, knowing that their district, their mayor, their state are working together to keep kids safe when they're at school and when they're coming from home and to school. You know, today's a symbol of collaboration. We have different agencies working together to solve a real problem, and that is that reckless driving has gotten out of hand to the point in which we're seeing students being afraid to cross streets, drivers holding their breaths, and we're taking every step we can to address that. I'm proud of the partnership of our school board trustees, with our mayor and our interim superintendent, and as always, our fantastic Dearborn police, who have brought down the largest number of traffic violations in my lifetime that I've seen, and that is a testament to the ethic of this administration, to make sure people are safe on the roads and that we're holding people accountable when they endanger the lives of others. And to other communities across the state, I want to say this: Dearborn serves as a model to follow, that if you, like us, agree that reckless driving and students should be safe getting off the bus and going home and back, then this is something you can implement too. The goal is to get to zero tickets. We don't want anyone running these stop arms. But until that happens, they'll get a ticket in the mail, we'll hold them accountable, and we'll make sure that our students continue to be safe. I'm proud of this legislation that we worked on. I wasn't entirely sold when we first voted on this. I wasn't entirely sold on it, but seeing it in action, seeing it work and seeing the type of collaboration that can exist at the local level where the community has real input has gotten me to a point where I know this is the right decision for our community and for communities across the state. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So at this point, we'll open it up to any questions. Why do we feel the need to equip it now? Yeah, so one of the reasons we're here today is that state law changed, now allowing for this type of technology to be installed and utilized on our school buses. So when state law changed, we were able to be convened, all the partners that are before you today, to have the conversation about how Dearborn can get ahead and begin to roll out this type of effort. Yes, so the way the law is written is that the revenue from the tickets that are generated come down to the public school system, and obviously the city receives from that revenue to cover the costs for the policing that are doing the enforcement, reviewing all the data footage. Yes. Correct. The short answer is yes. It'll flag any license plate of any vehicle that crosses a stop sign on the other side of the bus. The registered owner. Correct. If you want to transfer liability, there is a process to do that where you can come forward and provide proof as to who was the driver of your vehicle, and then the ticket can be transferred to that individual. Hopefully you know who's driving your car. It should be the, at least, please. You can speak to the phone. Yeah, of course. We signed it.
Sure. So this ticket is never issued until a police officer conducts an investigation. And so there will be an evidence packet that we get from bus patrol that will have a photograph of not only the plate, but the driver. And then it's the police officer's responsibility to make sure that it's a legitimate violation, and then to make sure that the ticket's issued to the appropriate driver. So we can run that plate and then determine potentially who the owner of that plate is. There'll be some work to do, but that's our job. You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.